Sunrise's Triple M is exciting. Mildura is set to get a brand new state-of-the-art weather radar, with the site now confirmed. It'll be located approximately 45 kilometres to the west of the current site. We've got the State Manager of the Bureau of Meteorology, Andrew Tupper, on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad.
Thank you for joining us here this morning. So this really is exciting for Mildura. A state-of-the-art weather radar, as we know, the other one at the Mildura Airport is quite old. It began operation in 1989, so it's a time for an update, isn't it?
Yeah, not only is it a bit old, but it's not in a great spot and it's not high enough. So it's got basically a lot of interference from trees and buildings in the area. It's on a short tower at the airport. It was designed to track weather balloons. We don't need it to track weather balloons anymore because we use other technologies for that. So putting in a new radar on a tall tower west of Mildura actually gives us a much better view over Mildura itself. And it also means that since we're not going to have this tree interference, we're going to be able to see over the riverland and north of the border into New South Wales much, much better than we used to be able to.
And I believe the new Mildura radar incorporates the latest technology. It'll be able to measure not just where particles are in the sky, but also what kind of particle they are and how fast they're moving.
Yeah, so technically it's known as a dual polarised Doppler. Sounds a bit gobbledygook, but basically what that means is it's bouncing radio waves off particles like raindrops, okay? If the raindrops are moving towards the radar, it gets a different signal than if they are stationary. It can measure the Doppler effect, which tells us how fast it's moving. And it sends the beam, two beams at right angles to each other. And a droplet has a different kind of a profile to, say, a bit of hail or a really large hailstone or smoke. So we can tell what kind of particle is out there.
That's amazing. So able to detect raindrops, hail, as you mentioned, bushfire plumes, rain intensity, wind velocity, essentially improve real-time weather services. And the radar will also assist with flood and severe weather warnings.
Yeah, so we know that radars are great for agricultural use because there's a lot of real-time decisions you make. They don't tell us the forecast a week in advance. They tell us what's going on here and now, you know, what's just upstream from us.
Yep.
So as well as agriculture, the aviation industry use radars a lot, and anything to do with emergency services, if you know where that severe storm is heading, for example, that allows us to put out much more accurate warnings and for people to look at the radar and believe those warnings and track what the storm source are doing in real time.
So there we go. Brand new state-of-the-art weather radar. So when's this operation project set to get underway?
Okay, so the project is running. We've signed a lease for the site. The radar is being built in Germany and we'll be preparing the site over the course of this year. And then towards the end of the year, the radar will be on the site, but then we need to do a lot of calibration and testing. So probably early next year. Now, I need to make something clear. We're moving the radar. That is, we're building a new radar, but the weather station itself, the wind and temperature obs,
yep,
they're going to still be at the airport. So the people of Mildura are not losing their weather station. They're just going to get a much better radar service for the whole area.
Terrific stuff. Andrew Tupper, State Manager with the Bureau of Meteorology. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Exciting times ahead.
Yeah, it's always good to be there. Good news, chat. So, yeah, thanks for the chat.
Terrific stuff. Good on you, mate. Appreciate that. Triple M.